The fall 2020 semester of the Odyssey program at Johns Hopkins University officially starts on September 14th, and I have on the line the Odyssey director, Douglas Blackstone. Welcome back remotely, Douglas.
Thank you, Judith. It's still a pleasure.
So, as we find ourselves now in the COVID-19 response, I know that you had to make the transition from an on-the-ground program to online pretty much overnight, and that, I'm sure, came with tremendous challenges. What are some of the advantages that you have found about being now an online program for however long that will be the case?
Well, there's actually several. With Odyssey students, a great many of them are older people who have, for one reason or another, problems with coming to campus. That's all gone away now, and people can attend the course of their choice, very comfortable in their own home. So from that point of view, we've certainly got some converts. I think probably more important, though, is that it extends the reach of Odyssey. We've noticed that we now have people from out of state, certainly out of the city. So we're getting people from beyond our borders, which is great.
Your program, like WBJC or any radio program, is a great platform for highlighting anniversaries. And I want to look at two of those on WBJC. Of course, we are also very involved in the 250th anniversary of the birth of Beethoven. So what are you doing for that?
Well, for one thing, I've always wanted to have a live performance of Beethoven's Septet, which is his Opus 20 and composed in 1800. It's one of his early works, but turned out to be one of his most popular during his lifetime. For one reason, it's a septet. There are seven players, and it was easier to get those sort of people together. We have to understand that music in those days was live. It had to be live. So getting a whole orchestra together for his first symphony was a lot more difficult than getting seven players together to play the septet. And as a result, a lot of people started playing it. People wanted to hear it. And Beethoven got a little upset about that. He was tired of the popularity. They were thinking, what about my other pieces? Anyway, it's a great piece. And we have Jonathan Carney from the BSO who is putting together the seven players. I suppose they'll be at some distance from each other, and they're going to record it, and we'll broadcast it live over a YouTube channel.
I know that you have some other Beethoven events as well, but another big anniversary for this year is the centennial of women's suffrage. So how are you honoring that?
We have a perspective on women's suffrage. It's one of our lead series. We have four sessions, and we have notable women who are going to talk about very different things. Mary Elizabeth Garrett, who's going to be one of the subject matters, popular culture of the woman suffrage movement, Hopkins suffragists from medicine and nursing, and we have music from the suffrage movement.
If you want to find out any more, you can go on the website at odyssey.jhu.edu. And I've been speaking to the director of the Odyssey program at Johns Hopkins University, Douglas Blackstone. I hope you have a wonderful online semester, Douglas.
Thanks so much, Judith. It's always a pleasure.